Ypsilanti in Ann Arbor are in for a treat, literally, as a new business that offers super premium small batch ice creams delivered by bike opens its door soon. And joining me to talk about Go Ice Cream is owner Rob Hess. Rob, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Bob. It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. So let's get the obvious question out of the way first. Why deliver ice cream by bike?
That is a good question. I love ice cream and I love biking. So the idea came to me one day. I was sitting around with some friends talking about things that are naturally better when they're added to another thing. So like, let's say caramel corn, for instance. Caramel's great. Popcorn is great. But together, caramel corn may arguably be better from a lot of different perspectives.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's an arguable point. I'll get into that debate if someone wants to. And I was just thinking, like, yeah, what could I add? What are things that I love? And I was like, ice cream bike. And, you know, it started out as this joke, but then eventually it just took hold of my brain. And I just started, you know, it started with a simple Google search of ice cream bike. And okay. From there it was done.
Now, did you find out you would be unique, or are there other people doing kind of a similar thing?
There are ice cream bikes. Usually they're in sort of like beach communities, that kind of stuff, people riding around up and down boardwalks. Portland, of course, has ice cream bikes everywhere. Sure. There's a fleet of ice cream bikes in Portland. But in terms of this area, I'm the only person doing it.
Excellent. So let's talk about the ice cream itself. What makes the ice cream special?
Well, the ice cream is special because it's prepared, in small batches. So I prepare it 6 quarts at a time.
Now, you make this personally?
Yes.
You actually make it yourself?
I make every single batch.
Okay.
It's also special because it's made with no emulsifiers, no stabilizers, no modifiers of any sort. So as I started looking into getting into the ice cream business, I thought, you know, I don't really want to put anything out there that's going to have just nasty ingredients in it. I couldn't possibly live with myself if I was doing that.
Sure.
So as I started looking around, I realized there are very few ice cream bases out there that don't have hidden emulsifiers. So things like polysorbate 80, carrageenan, xanthan gum, all of these things. And so I started thinking, well, you know, I make mine without that. I just have tapioca starch in there that thickens up the ice cream. And I think it tastes better. And it's, you know, it's a more sort of whole ingredient, right? So that's really what makes the ice cream special is I've worked really, really hard to put out a product that has only the highest quality ingredients. I use all local dairy in it. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, like, it just tastes awesome. Like, okay. I don't do that because I want it to be, like, some sort of foodie thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to tick off all of these boxes.
Right.
It just tastes really, really, really good, and you can feel good about eating it.
Okay, we'll try some here in a minute. I was going to ask you about handling production, storage, stuff like that. The production, are you making this in your kitchen at home, or do you have a bigger facility that you
use? I wish I could. I wish that would be the best. Actually, I'm making it out of Bonacera Cafe, which is a newly opened restaurant here in Ypsilanti. They've been open for about a year now. And the owners there, Annette and Barb, have been awesome to me. I was looking around to rent kitchen space, and they were really excited by the ice creams and by what I'm doing. And the beauty part for me is I'm really inspired by the dishes they put out. They put out some really, really fantastic food. And so they've been allowing me to rent space. And, you know, that's one of the things about this whole business is that I've just found so many businesses around the area and people that have been supportive, like Bonacera, and who have really helped me get off the ground.
Okay. Once you've made the ice cream, what I don't imagine you make it per order. You probably got some stocked up, not a whole lot, I imagine, but how does storage and things like that work?
So basically the way it happens is that I make the ice creams on Sundays and then Mondays.
Okay.
I put them up on the website as soon as they're created, and then folks can go on there and order, and then I'll deliver it that following Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So the ice creams are made basically fresh, and you can sort of taste the difference in that. They haven't been sitting around for 3 months on the freezer shelves.
Sure.
And it's very limited supply. And I'm doing that intentionally. I'm keeping everything very tightly controlled because I want to be able to make sure that I'm putting out the highest quality product, especially as a startup. I think that's really important.
Sure.
And I also want to be there when people are actually tasting the ice creams for the first time to see what their reaction is, you know? And so that way, when I grow later on down the road, I'm growing from a place of really knowledge about all aspects of the business.
Okay. So now it sounds like you'll make a certain flavors, mm-hmm. and then publicize those flavors, mm-hmm. and then if folks are interested, then they contact you and you deliver it. Is that how it works, or do they call and ask for a flavor and you can make it or something like that?
I'll make certain flavors, and then folks can order it off of the website. And one thing that I want to be able to do is to hear what people really want. So, for instance, candied bacon is an ice cream that came into my life by request. And ever since, I can't erase it from my life. People love candied bacon ice cream. And so that's something that came up from just someone who had had my ice creams. They said, can you please make that? And so I want to make sure that people can always contact me, because the moment you become the ice cream man, people start telling you about all the wild flavors of ice creams they wish they could taste.
Sure.
So I'll definitely have my ears open for new flavors.
Do you have some local sort of themed flavors in mind that you might be
producing? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to create local flavors that highlight specific businesses in the community that are doing good. So, for instance, at Bonacera, they're putting out some really great, really interesting food. And I would love to put out an ice cream that highlights one of their dishes and say, like, you know, if you go in there and you have their, you know, they have a shrimp and grits dish that I think is phenomenal. It has pancetta in it. Mm-hmm. And I would love to do something that pairs really, really well with that and say, go in there, get the shrimp, you know, the shrimp and grits, and then try this ice cream with it, something like that. So that's probably about as local as I get. I mean, I do buy all my products from the co-op in Ypsilanti, and I want to source ingredients locally whenever possible. But really, I want to use the locality of things to highlight specific people in the community.
Excellent. Now, you brought some samples to WEMU this afternoon. Thank you for that.
Of course.
This one is peanut butter cookie dough.
Yes.
And on the ingredients, you can tell that you've got all the sort of the natural ingredients, none of that weird stuff that you can't pronounce that doesn't belong in there. So let's give it a try here. I've got a spoon, and I'm going to give it a try here myself.
I feel like we need a drum roll at this part.
Let's see. Wow, that is very good.
Thank you.
Excellent. Good stuff. I'm hiding this. Supposed to share it with everybody. I don't think so. This is very good. Excellent.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm glad you like it.
So when do you officially open for business while I finish my spoonful here?
I'll be opening in early to mid-June right now. Right now we're waiting for some final things to go through with the licensing. Just basically some scheduling issues that we're working around, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. What's the best way for folks to find out more about Go Ice Cream?
You can just go to goicecreamgo.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. And so basically it's facebook.com/goicecreamgo, or on Twitter, we're at goicecreamgo.
Okay, Rob, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
And thanks for the ice cream.
I'm glad you like it.
Rob Hess owns Go Ice Cream, which offers super premium small batch ice creams delivered by bike in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor.